From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Construction on the world's largest wildlife crossing is causing LA County's 101 to close overnight on weekdays for the next several weeks. The crossing will span 10 lanes of highway, and it aims to provide safe passage for wildlife from the Santa Monica Mountains into the Simi Hills. As CNN reported, the California Department of Transportation began constructing the crossing in April of 2022. And now, as the project nears completion in 2025, the bridge will be covered in soil and native plants to blend in with the natural surroundings. Officials say major highways are barriers to wildlife, affecting animals' movement and their gene pools. Caltrans says the crossing will be the largest of its type in the U.S., while the project's official website says it will be the largest in the world, and it will serve as a global model for urban wildlife conservation. According to Caltrans, all southbound lanes of the highway in the Agoura Hills area are closed for about 5 hours, beginning at midnight Pacific time on weekdays. Closures will then shift to northbound lanes as work on the crossing progresses. Caltrans officials said that more than 5,000 individual contributions were made for building the crossing. The National Parks Service said the crossing will provide habitat access to coyotes, bobcats, deer, snakes, lizards, and toads, but mountain lions will be among its chief beneficiaries. Mountain lions typically have a territory of 200 miles, but in Los Angeles, they have been restricted to a freeway-ringed urban island, causing inbreeding. The project's website notes the crossing will provide the connectivity needed to fix this genetic collapse by allowing for the cats living north of the Santa Monica Mountains to travel into the range and for animals living south of the freeway to disperse out of the area. Famed mountain lion P22 was born in the Santa Monica Mountains and had crossed two busy Southern California highways only to become isolated and roam Los Angeles's sprawling Griffith Park. According to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the beloved cougar had to be euthanized after suffering severe injuries consistent with being struck by a vehicle and chronic conditions that impaired his ability to function in the wild. That's all for now. There are more stories like this one and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from AccuWeather.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.